Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that is you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. We've got podcasts, webinars, downloads, all sorts of cool stuff. Join the Facebook group. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can reach out to our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com via email, or give us a call, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show. Leave us some feedback. We are excited to hear from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with April Reynolds from Apalea's In-N-Out Cleaning. Apalea serves residential, vacation rental, and a ton of move-out work. If you want to reach out to April and her team, you can get a hold of them at apaleas.com. That's APELILAS.com. April, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello.
That was quick. Glad to have you on, sister. What's going on in your world today?
Well, I'm having issues with employees.
Oh my gosh, that's you are not alone. We have the pleasure and honor of dealing with that all the time. But before we jump right into that, let me ask you a little bit about you. How long have you been in the business? What part of the world do you work in? Tell us a little bit more about you and your company.
Okay, I live in Honolulu, Hawaii. I started cleaning when I was 19 and I'm 58, so it's been a while. It's been off and on, and I usually have cleaned for myself up till about 7 years ago. When the market crashed, that's when I decided to do an LLC to put my children to work. And so we've been up and down. Sometimes we've had as many as 20 employees. Right now we're down to about 5 or 6 employees. So I've had employee issues. And so, that's about me.
Well, if you haven't had employee issues, you're not in the cleaning business, because that's we all get to deal with that. That's just part of the fun of being in the business that we're in. So if that's what you want to talk about, jump in. Be specific. Tell me exactly how it can help with the employee issue, and we'll see if we can't walk you through it real quick.
Well, recently this year, when I was at the cleaning school, I met somebody that she knew somebody that was moving to Hawaii, and because of her strong recommendation of her, I hired her to do the office. It ended up to be a real nightmare. I can't even go into all that happened, but she really left me on my head. And I just been like, oh my God, she, like, all these people just raved about her. And then we had to go on a me and my daughter left. And she knew we were going because we had family stuff. Like, she knows on a wedding to go to on the mainland. She actually quit on me while we were gone. I think that she spent her time working, trying to find a new job, because then she said to me at the last minute, we had 1 week before we were going to be back, and she was like, oh, I'm starting a new job on Monday. And I'm like, what? And when I came back, I don't think she did anything for me the last week she was here. I actually think she was applying for jobs and stuff. And it was just like, you know, my iPad was missing, my debit card was missing. I mean, there are things that were gone. And I hate to accuse somebody, but there was no one else to take it. So I was just really kind of left awestruck. I mean, there was a big deal that she she didn't follow up on. It was someone that was very important. There were just a lot of things I've done. And this left me kind of like, compounded. She really messed up a lot of our bookings, and it was just like, oh my God, I really trusted the person who referred her. And I haven't even, when I tried to reach out to the group that I got it from, the response from somebody was, oh, bummer. And then that just was like a kick in the chest. And I just been floundering, and I haven't hired anyone else. I've been trying to find different ways so I wouldn't have to get more help than that way.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that. That's I wish I could say I've never been through anything like that, but I have absolutely been through stuff like that. And I know if you're anything like me, for me, as bad as it hurts on the business side and just the mess that they leave, honestly, it hurts my feelings. Like, man, I felt like I treated you good and we were friends or at least friendly and respected one another. And then you treat me like this. That's really painful. So first of all, we're definitely going to give you some coaching first, how to avoid that in the future. And second, how to pick up the pieces. But let me start by just saying, I'm really sorry. And that's a painful situation. And I don't want to just, kind of gloss over that and be like, oh yeah, we'll just fix you right up and everything's fine. That just sucks. So I want to quick plug. I think you're in the Facebook group and Cleaning Nation. If you're out there and you're going through something like this, the Facebook group is totally free to join. Just go to Facebook and look for Grow My Cleaning Company, or any group, right? Find a group. I know that the Grow My Cleaning Company group's awesome, but it should help that you should have people around you to kind of support you through this, April. I'm really sorry to hear that you're kind of going through this by yourself. So, we'll start now and I'm going to be your group and see if I can walk you through and get you off this podcast feeling better about life. Okay.
Can I tell you one more thing that happened?
And you can tell me all the things you need, sister. Go right ahead.
Blow you away. Well, on top of it, when we got back, we were getting calls from people saying, "What is your business permanently closed?" Someone had reported their business permanently closed. I actually, my online business has actually come to a screeching halt. Someone had reported to Google and all of the sites that we were closed. It took me several weeks. We're finally back up, but it's going to take a while to get it worked through again, But for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we were on, our presence was gone. Okay. And we don't know who did that.
Okay. So let me give you a couple things. First, let's start with where to go from now. Okay. So we'll start with fixing the I don't want to say the mess, but the situation that you're in now. And then afterwards, we'll kind of work backwards and talk about how it could be avoided, not just for you, but for the listeners as well. Does that sound like it'll work for you?
Sure.
Okay. So first of all, and again, I'm going to just acknowledge the stuff I'm going to ask you to do and coach you to do right now is so much easier for me to say than for you to do. So please don't hear me going, oh, this is easy. You're just whining, get over it. I promise you that's not the case. But this still is as difficult as it is. This is the process that's going to have to happen for you to get over it. First of all, I feel like this person has stolen quite a bit from you in terms of time and money and energy and passion and emotion. Is that a fair statement or am I overstating?
Yeah. I felt leveled.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting that just as a coach. My heart is reaching out to you because I can hear in your voice what you've been going through. And it just breaks my heart because I've been there. I've absolutely gone through that. So with that foundation of this person really just kind of took your head off, let me give you some tough coaching. She gets to choose, or he is it a female or male? I don't need the name, but was it a female or male?
Female.
Okay. She gets to choose what she does, right? Whether the debit card or the Google or any of that stuff, we don't know. But that's up to her as to how vindictive or mean or whatever she wants to be. And you really don't have any control over that, right? She could make her life's work to make your life miserable, and there's not really much you can do about it. What you have total control over is how much time, money, energy, and passion you invest into. I shouldn't say you have total control, but you have a tremendous amount of influence over how much time, money, and passion you're going to use responding to that. So there's the minimum amount of, obviously, whether she did it or not, you've got to deal with Google and get that back up, and that's going to cost your business potentially some leads. You had to deal with the debit card in the bank, right, and get all that sorted out. Whether she did that or not, that just had to happen. But anything after that, you're willingly going back and giving her more of your flesh and your blood, sweat, and tears than you need to. So I'm going to really encourage you, once you've cauterized the bleeding and you made sure she's totally out of your organization, she doesn't have any influence, she's just out of there, and you've dealt with kind of the emergency stuff that you had to deal with, that's it. No more thinking about her. No more. Every moment that you spend cleaning up a mess sucks energy out of you. But every moment you spend building your business and creating the business that you've dreamed of, that gives you energy. So I want to move as quickly as possible from the emotional trauma that you went through in terms of this woman taking advantage of you and being so mean to great, now I'm back in control. What do I need to do to refocus my business? So that's really, and again, we'd have to spend a little more time offline and coaching for me to really walk you through that. But conceptually, deal with what needs to be dealt with as quickly and efficiently as possible, and then move on and get as much of your time possible into creating the business that you want that's going to start giving you energy. Every moment that you worry about her and fret about her is you just giving her more pain than she demanded. I know that sounds real philosophical, but is that helping or is just frustrating?
Yeah, it does. It does. I've thought about that. How do I make it just stop at me that I quit thinking about it and, you know, bleeding all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, and there's two pieces of it, right? There are things you have to deal with, right? So I'm not saying you can just close your eyes and make it all go away. There's real consequences that you're going to have to deal with. And again, those are the things you don't have control over, right? You got to deal with the bank and the Google stuff and all that. So I'm not saying ignore that or don't deal with it. I'm just saying do that as quickly and as workmanlike as possible and move on, you know, get up. And that's what's going to give you the energy. So that said, can we talk a little bit about how to set yourself up so this doesn't happen again, so you can feel a little more empowered and feel like you're not going to be a victim again?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So first of all, let me give you a big concept that's going to help a lot. First of all, I want to encourage you. A lot of what you're talking about is very typical. This happens in a lot of small businesses and most definitely in the cleaning industry. So you are not alone. Again, I appreciate you sharing with me and with Cleaning Nation what you've been through. Hopefully this will help you just feel like, especially on the Facebook group, when you get some feedback and encouragement that other people have gone through this and survived and come out stronger and better, which is what you're going to do. So the first thing we want to do is kind of look and go, where did things go wrong? I like that you got a good referral from a trusted source. That's a really good indicator. Nothing's a guarantee because people can act really good for 20 years and then lose their mind and act crazy when you get them, right? Like a referral is a really good start, but that doesn't mean that people just do funny things. Bad people do good things and good people do bad things. So referral is an excellent start, but you're never going to just give anyone carte blanche responsibility. Does that make sense to start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing is I'm a big fan. We can't go super deep in this because we've only got a limited time, but I'm a big fan of systems over people. So really, if you want to be able to leave your company, especially for you when you've kind of got this literal ocean or chasm between you and the rest of the world, if you want to go to the mainland and you're just like, hey, even if I left now, I'm 20 hours or however long it takes you to get a plane and all that and get back, you don't want people running your company because they have all sorts of problems. Not only, like this one was kind of a worst case scenario, but she could get hit by a bus or get sick or do exactly what she did, right?
There was someone else here. There was a team leader here that was, you know, making sure the jobs got done, but she was just supposed to be in the office type thing. Yeah.
So, and we're always going to have to depend on people to a degree, right? There's no way we can eliminate people from our business. But what we really want the authority to go to is systems. So that's the way that you're able to kind of free yourself from being at your business, whether it's one person or 10 people. If they're just making their own decisions and there's no system or process or plan for if something goes wrong, when it inevitably does go wrong, people are just trying to guessing and they're making decisions not the way that you would make them. So you want to have systems in terms of when you're gone, even when you're there, right? You want the company to kind of run the same, whether you're there or not. So whether you're there working or at home not working or across the ocean not working, the business kind of runs the same. It's not like, oh, when I'm here, I have to watch everybody and yell at everybody. But if I'm not here, things are different. And if I'm out of the country, things are even more different. We want systems to kind of be running the company all the time. So that's the foundation that we want to start with, is systems run the company and they tell the employees how to do it. And you just get data on a daily or weekly basis, key indicators in terms of how many, you know, might be stuff like how many checks cleared today or how many accounts did we do or who showed up. Just quick little reports so it sums up the day's work. And if those reports either don't come in or come in wrong, there's a system to get that person out and the next person in. And they're not just trying to figure it out. You know, the other person that didn't go crazy, you know, she should have had a system to support her and tell her if this person leaves, then you've got to pick up this slack. And kind of like a fire drill, right? When the fire comes, you don't want everyone running for the exits, but they don't know where it is and there's no plan and they're trampling each other. Ideally, you want to have a system of here's how we get to the exits in an orderly way and everybody knows their part. And if someone else doesn't do their part, I know what I need to do to help out. So that's not gonna fireproof your business where nothing will ever go wrong, but it's a good foundation to build on. Does that kind of make sense? That's a really deep concept we went over very quickly.
Oh yeah. And things still went on without her. I mean, we were on the phone and we got the jobs done. I mean, we I am the kind of person to jump in to try to figure things out once I knew the fire was up blazing. But the thing of it is we have a communication book that daily I need to see everything that got done. Well, that didn't get done while I was gone. Okay. I mean, everything went out the window when I was gone. All the things that I have in the place, the forms and things that were supposed to be done, none of it got done. And so it was just kind of like, yeah, what you're talking about, I try not to beat myself up because I keep on saying, I would have did this, I wouldn't have did that, or, you know what I mean? And so I have to try, again, I have to make myself stop it. You know, where do I go from here?
Yeah, the goal of this conversation is not to beat up April. It's to say, how can we plan better in the next time? So it's not to be like, look how dumb you are. How dare you would have left. It's just to look at it very dispassionately without a lot of emotion and go, I did A and got result B. I didn't want result B. So next time I'm going to do C and get result D. So there's one other concept I want to hit you with, because these two together are going to really free you up to leave your company without this kind of catastrophe coming. But I just want to hit on one thing you said. You said, oh yeah, they're supposed to be doing stuff, but they weren't getting done. So the key is, whether you're in town or not, you should be getting specific reports every day on a daily basis. So I'm not just saying they get filled out and turned in internally. They need to be emailed to you. And if you don't get them or they're unacceptable, then you know, okay, here's what I need to attack, right? So you should have known quicker. Ideally, you'd be getting your daily reports, whether you're in town or out of town. And that's how you run the company from no matter where you are in the world, you run it from those KPIs, key performance indicators. So that's what we want to get set up for moving forward, where even if you're going to be in town for the next year, you're still getting those KPIs on a daily basis. And then you can kind of get an overview. Like if I was going to come run your company for you, I'm here in Arizona, that's how I would do it. I would decide, here are the 3 or 4 key numbers that tell me if the business is healthy. I need proof of those numbers every day. And if they're all healthy, I just keep out of it. If one thing's bad and the other 2 or 3 are good, then I'm going to focus on the bad stuff. If I don't get it, I know something's really wrong and I got to jump in. So that was kind of that. Now let's hit one other thing, because just, you can have the best systems in the world. If people are going to screw you or cheat you or lie to you, you still have a problem. So let's talk about the people side of it, because you really need both. If you don't have both of these concepts, one won't work without the other. The second side is a shared core values. And we've talked about this on the show before. For me and my businesses, what's that?
I know those. That's what we learned in the class. That we did the DISC assessment, and core values in class.
Okay, so DISC assessment is very different. DISC assessment is a personality test to see what type of personality they have, and does that personality match the job
and the
that
core
they have?
Values. In the core values, they pounded it into our heads, and that's where I want to know that. I do understand those, because I have tons of paperwork between the DISC assessment and the core values. I have the core value cards. They have cards on how to hire with the core value cards and how to use those. And you know what I did? Because, and this was again, beating myself up thing. I knew about that stuff before I hired her, but because I had a really good reference for her, I let that go out the window. You know,
what are your core values?
Okay, so ours was, we have the cards. It's honesty, respect, loyalty, and there was one more. I can't remember, but there was one more.
Okay, so real quick, my core values for the last 10 years have been have fun, help out, make money, be real. Ask it again. I can say in any order, any time in my sleep. Make money, have fun, help out, be real. If you don't know them, they're not implemented. It's not about having a bunch of paperwork or big plaques on the wall that have them written in fancy letters. You got to own them in your heart of heart of heart of heart of hearts. Have fun, make money, be real, help out. Those are my core values. They've been my core values for the last 10 years. Everybody that ever works for me or works with me knows those core values and respects them. and it just oozes out of every pore that I do. So there would be no...
Right. And that's what Liz would say, would tell us. And you know what? I just feel like since all this happened, I haven't even been able to think about that stuff. And it's just... And I want to cry right now because I feel like I had some of the tools, but I didn't use them. And I've just been so overwhelmed by keeping my head on top of things.
Okay, so April, this is a perfect opportunity. Again, we're not here to beat up April or the girl that did this stuff. That's not the goal of our time, right? We're just going to talk about going forward. So when we talk about core values, we're not using them to beat you up or say, April, how dare you knew this and you didn't do it. We're not here to do that at all because that's not going to help, right? April did the best that she could at the time that she had. And we can't make April of the past do one thing different, not one. But we can absolutely, we have 100% control over April of the future. So please, 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 when I share this core value stuff with you, that's great that you knew it. But it's like, you know, me, I'm a chubby guy. And I know if I just eat less and move more, I'm going to lose weight. But knowing that doesn't do me a blessed bit of good if I'm stuffing my face with a bunch of junk. So I don't want to beat up last week's Mike and go, oh, if that guy would have just ate right, this guy would feel better. I'm going to say, I can't control that guy. But starting today and starting tomorrow, I can be Mike that puts good things in his body. So, you know, we might even have to talk offline because I really feel like I put you in a bad spot and I want to make sure I help you. But let me just sum up for the podcast and then we'll continue talking here in a little bit. But long story short, the things that you're going to want to do to make sure you don't get taken advantage of like April did is have systems that run your company and hire based on core values. And I appreciate you sharing because there's a lot of people out there, April, that are exactly where you're at that feel, I know about the core values, I know about the systems, but when I ask them their core values, they don't know them. Or when I say, show me the systems, they're not done. So this is the opportunity for you, April, and we'll talk in a minute, as well as Cleaning Nation, to take the things that you know and move them into action. So that said, April, I really appreciate you joining us and your transparency and your honesty. I truly, truly appreciate you, and I know that you've really given a lot of value to the listeners. So thank you so much for helping them avoid. We're skipping the lightning round this time because we just went too long. If you want to check out April's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company or just give her a shout out and give her some encouragement, do so on the Facebook page or growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.